With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
So Dez Bryant did a Q&A on Twitter, I guess yesterday. And, you know, look, when you're an NFL player that's trying to find an employer right now, I don't know that Twitter Q&As are always the smartest thing to do, but whatever.
My favorite is when, remember there was a time when the commissioner, Roger Goodell,
oh yeah,
had a did one of these things.
Hashtag ask the commish.
Ask the commish.
Yeah.
And it just totally blew up in his face.
It did. It did indeed.
That was awesome.
You know, the good news for the commish is you can just pick the questions that you want to answer. Dez was very interactive in this thing. But one of the questions he was asked is a question that I think is going to be asked more and more if Dez Bryant doesn't find a home this offseason to play football, at least not heading into training camp. And we'll talk in a second about what we think the odds are that that could be a possibility. But Dez Bryant on Tuesday responded to a handful of questions and comments on Twitter, expressing no regret that he passed on the Baltimore Ravens. The Ravens have been the only documented offer that he's had so far. And he's just looking for more money. He wants a one-year prove-it deal. But it sounds like he's not like a 1 year veteran minimum prove it deal. Like he wants 1 year, kind of like Alshon Jeffrey got last year. Hey, 1 year, $14 million to prove it to you. And to the Eagles' credit, they extended Alshon Jeffrey when he proved to be a productive player for what wound up being a Super Bowl team. Dez Bryant's answer to that question: do you regret not taking the Ravens' offer? Nope, not one bit, and very appreciative for the offer. What's crazy is how reports like this will try to tarnish someone's character. The slight jab saying it's not easy, saying I think he meant I'm not easy to get along with. I thought the media would give up now with betraying me as something that I'm not. I think he means portraying.
Portraying, yeah.
He spelled portraying wrong. You spelled it betray. Okay. I'll blame it on autocorrect.
Yeah, there you go. Autocorrect, yeah.
Yeah. But Dez took the opportunity to answer a question about regretting passing on an offer to take shots at all the haters.
Yeah. I feel like less is more with you, Dez. I'm not so sure going out there and talking about what's going on and, you know, trying to set everyone straight is maybe the best course of action. You know, and he's, I mean, it is evident. It's right there in the in the books. Ever since he signed that big deal in 2014, 2015, 16, 17 seasons, he has not produced like he did when he got that big deal in 2014. He has a harder time getting off of jams. Guys can intimidate him more than they ever used to before. He's just not the same player that he once was, and he's got a massive chip on his shoulder. This is what happens, Sean. You get into free agency, a lot of guys, and this is I kind of thought maybe this was going to happen with Richard Sherman. Okay, Richard Sherman signed the first deal that maybe came to him. It feels like with San Francisco 49ers, and we all criticized maybe that deal because he didn't have an agent, whatnot. Part of, I think, maybe what guys that have that much pride and ego and arrogance, they don't like hanging, just being out there in the wind, dangling. They want a home. They want somebody to want them. And so they, you know, I think sometimes a guy like Richard Sherman's like, you know what, I'd rather just, boom, sign with San Francisco. It's close to where I went to college.
Yeah.
I'm comfortable. It's the same division. And I don't want to be one of those guys that's still looking for a job when training camp comes around.
Well, if that's the case with Sherman, and I'll get back to Dez, Sherman, if that's the case with him, he's fortunate that the team that really wanted him right up front is a team that's one, on the rise, two, in the division where he gets to play the team that cut him twice, which Dez has said outwardly, reportedly to people in the building in Dallas, he wanted to have happen. It's a team that's in a desirable part of the country. People like living in the Bay Area. It's a place where athletes who, look, Richard Sherman went to Stanford, which not only is in the Bay Area, but is a place where smart people go. And I think Richard Sherman is a smart person. It's one of the reasons Kevin Durant wanted to go to the Bay Area. Not only is Golden State very good, you're in that tech area where guys have their eye on the next stage of their career. And in football, that next stage comes up quick. Sherman's closer to that stage than Durant is right now. For Dez, when Dez rejected the Baltimore offer, Ted, to be honest with you, I said at the time, I said, I think that's smart. I think he would be asked to do things in Baltimore he's not capable of doing anymore, i.e. be the number one receiver. I don't know if Baltimore's a great place to live, you know, things like, I don't know what the offer was from Baltimore financially. I just feel like, I felt at the time, there will be better offers out there, more conducive offers to what, at least I think, the good situation would be for Dez Bryant. Now, the fact of the matter is, if those offers are coming, then they better be coming soon because, you know, there's been nothing out of the Bryant camp.
Yeah, I think that's my point. Is I think you're going to hear more chirping from Dez more and more as the longer he doesn't get signed.
Yeah,
it's one of those things. It's an embarrassing kind of feeling.
It's like selling himself.
Yes, it's like here's a guy that was an accomplished receiver. He was considered maybe one of the best. And he has yet to sign somewhere. He did have one offer, but he rejected it. And I think he's thinking he was going to get more offers. He hasn't at this point. And so it's embarrassing. And he's trying to save face. And he's trying to, you know, he's kind of fighting back, if you will. And that doesn't help his cause if he wants to get signed somewhere. Because a lot of people are going to have pause because of the attitude, you know, and the way he can, you know, he's been portrayed. Yeah. By being, you know, being on the Dallas Cowboys.
He turns 30, so he's an older player right now, you know, for the NFL. Like, you get to 30 in the NFL, you're all of a sudden an older player, especially at that position. Jason Witten, I don't know where, I just saw the headline of the article. Jason Witten, I guess, and his opinion matters now. He's the color analyst for Monday Night Football. But it matters here because he's a former teammate of Dez's. He was intimating that Green Bay would be the perfect situation for Dez. Which, football-wise, I think would be a pretty good situation for him. Now, I don't know if there's a...
They drafted somebody high, I think.
Well, I know they drafted Equanimeous St. Brown in the sixth round because he's a domer.
Wow. Yeah. I was like, wow. Yeah. You pulled that one right out
Well,
of
he's a Notre Dame guy,
okay,
so
gotcha.
I follow that stuff.
Gotcha.
But I can't remember if they drafted a receiver high in the draft. We know they've got Davante Adams there. We know they've got Randall Cobb there. I'm not sure. They signed Jimmy Graham
to
play tight end. So I'm not sure who the number one is there. I don't know that it really matters. The key is there are other weapons there that Dez might not be the guy drawing the double teams there. But neither here nor there. Green Bay and the rest of the NFL clearly are not into Dez right now, which tells me one of two things. Either they think he's shot, like there's just no reason to bring him in. This downturn, it's not worth bringing him in for what the, you know, what all comes with the Dez Bryant balance sheet. Or he's asking for too much money. Like, I want a one. It's one thing to say, yeah, man, I want a 1 year deal to prove myself. Okay. Well, here's a 1 year, $4 million deal. Well, no, I want a 1 year, $14 million deal to prove myself. Like Alshon Jeffrey got. He's not going to get that. He hasn't been a productive player in 3 years on an offense that was pretty good. You know, with quarterback play that was not bad quarterback play.
Yeah, the guy I was thinking of, they drafted a guy in the fourth round, Jamon Moore, wide receiver out of Missouri.
Okay.
So that's who I was thinking about. You know, here's the thing. If you're – a lot of teams covet maybe older wide receivers. They covet them for more than just maybe what they do on the field. It's for their mentoring and for bringing up younger guys and teaching them how to be a pro and how they can supposed to conduct business and how you go about, you know, doing it at a high level and preparing and taking care of yourself. And if that's huge value in that. If Dez doesn't seem like a guy that has any desire to be that kind of guy on the team. And the aging superstar is the hardest because the aging superstar who thinks he still has it and he still can do it. You saw that what happened with Adrian Peterson last year with the Saints. I mean, to me, that was Adrian Peterson thinking he should be more involved in the game plan. And Sean Payton was like, no, bro, we kind of like what we're doing. And so you see the issues that they had. I think teams are worried about that. You know, is this guy going to come in? He's going to cause problems if he's not playing the amount of snaps he wants to play. Is he going to be disgruntled? Can he kind of make our room, a toxic room, you know?
Yep. I do think a similar situation for Dez to Sherman's situation. You know, Sherman, he's from that part of the country. He went to school there, up-and-coming team. All those things make sense. I do think if the Texans had offered Dez just some sort of reasonable Tyrann Mathieu-ish type of deal, that this might not be an issue right now. Like, Dez Bryant might be here for that type of deal. Here's Bill O'Brien. In case you missed it, here's Bill O'Brien on the on Good Morning Football from a couple days ago on the NFL Network on Dez Bryant.
We evaluate it every day, just like every team in the NFL looks at their roster, looks at what's out there, constantly talking about things that may help you improve your team. Dez Bryant, obviously, he's had a great career. And, look, there's going to be a lot of guys out there. Do they fit? Are they the type of person that you want in your locker room? All those different things. And so these are constant discussions, not just with one player, but with all the players. And I think that's what every team does during the offseason. So we're no different than any other team, and we're always going to try to do what's best for our team.
Dez Bryant, if you go to the odds boards on this type of thing, the Texans are still the favorite to sign Dez Bryant. I think mostly because if Dez didn't have all the, the personality, we'll call it, issues, Houston checks all the boxes for him, right? He's from Lufkin. It's in the state of Texas. They actually play the Cowboys every preseason, and they play them this season, so there's a chance to exact his revenge on the Cowboys. And it's a team where he would be, honestly, he would not even be close to the number one option on offense with this team. You know, DeAndre Hopkins is the number one receiving option. The number one option on offense is whatever Deshaun Watson happens to be doing.
Yeah, the only thing is you look at what DeAndre Hopkins does, and does Dez want to fight, scratch, claw on every single play like DeAndre Hopkins does to get open? I mean, he doesn't have that breakaway speed anymore, and D-Hop doesn't has never really had that, but he fights for separation on every play. And I'm not sure Dez does that, and it's kind of some redundancy there. You know, Dez does a lot of the same stuff that that DeAndre Hopkins does. So I'm just not sure about you have a young team with a young quarterback. Does he want to have, you want your young quarterback dealing with big personality like Dez Bryant?
No, I agree. I think there's zero chance he's coming here. Had there been a chance, though, there's no articles about Dez like regretting, but he'd be here. You know what I mean? Yeah. He would be, if they offered him, he would be here,
yep.
I think.
Yep.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.